When you're ready, and if you choose to, please close your eyes. Just begin to settle into the space. Settle into your space. As though you're creating a little circle around you in this room where you'll stay for the next few minutes, where you'll practice. This space where you'll have thoughts, you'll become frustrated, maybe you'll become bored, anxious, worried or stressed, happy. All those things can happen right in that space where you're sitting. None of these things should be resisted. No thought should be pushed away. Even now, in this first moment, remember that this is a practice of learning to be with discomfort, learning to be with thoughts that might not be pleasant, learning to be with emotions, learning to be with distractions, like sounds. This is a practice of accepting all these things, breathing through them without pushing them away, without responding in anger or frustration. And if we do feel frustrated, if we do feel angry, this is a part of the practice itself. Because meditation can sometimes feel so solitary, a little bit lonely when we practice on our own, I always like to acknowledge group meditations. The sound of the person breathing next to you can be the very sound that keeps you present. It can be just what you need to bring you back out of that train of thoughts, to bring you out of an overwhelmingly frustrated emotion, and to remind you what's real, what's happening now. So in light of this, in the spirit of this group, let's take 3 deep breaths together. First, inhaling deeply through the nose, filling up the torso, the chest rising, and through the mouth, exhale. Inhale deeply through the nose. Drink in the air in the room. And through the mouth, let it go. Feel the release with the exhale. Last one and the deepest. Breathe in deeply through the nose. Full capacity. Fill up. And breathe out. And simply allow the breath to resume its normal, natural rhythm. Whatever that is for you tonight. As the heartbeat begins to slow, turn the awareness just to the breath. Now, even in these first seconds, you'll notice that your focus wants to move around. It wants to leave the breath. This is normal. This is okay. Gently bring it back to the breath. Invite it back to your object of meditation. So in life, we want to spend time with the things that we love. So let's learn to love the breath. And we do this by exploring it, by noticing the qualities of our breathing. So start to investigate, start to explore. What is the quality of your breath tonight? Is it rich and deep? Is it soft and barely noticeable at all? There's no need to change it, to question why it is the way it is. Just notice. Think of it like the breath as a screaming baby who's been dying for your attention all day. Look at me. Turn your gaze toward the breath now. Let it talk to you. Let it show you its nature. Notice how the breath is cool on your nostrils as you breathe it in, and how it warms as you exhale. With your awareness, follow the path that each inhale takes as you draw it in. From the nose, down the throat, past the chest, the heart center, deep into the belly. And reining in your awareness, follow that path back out. Outside of that direct linear path, notice where else in the body you can feel each breath. Outside of the chest expanding, the stomach opening, the shoulders rising, where else can you feel the inhale? Can you feel your back opening to welcome each breath? Do you feel your heart slow with each long, slow exhale? Notice any scents or aromas that the air you're breathing carries with it. Maybe it's the smell of your own shampoo, the smell in the room. Notice the length of each inhale and the length of each exhale. Maybe they're short, maybe they're both long, maybe one of each. Again, no need to compare or to wonder why. Let it be what it is. Allow yourself to begin witnessing what's happening, instead of always needing to create a story around it, to question it, to resist it. This is a practice of stepping back slightly from whatever we're faced with, instead of always needing to enact with it. At this point, you've probably noticed that your mind has wandered at least a few times. Remember that this is normal. This is a part of your practice. This is not a practice of having no thoughts, of sitting in complete stillness and silence. This is training the mind to come back each time that it wanders. How compassionate can you be each time you start over? Can you do it with a smile? Can you do it as though this were your first breath of your practice? At any time when you notice that the mind has wandered, feel free to take a deep cleansing breath. Think of it as clearing the slate, starting over. Think of it as an invitation to come back to this moment, to come back to the now, to reality, away from your thoughts, your stresses, your worries, your anxieties. Feel free to stay with this practice of following the breath, watching it, noticing it. This is a simple practice, but it's challenging. At any time, if your practice becomes too complex, you get lost or frustrated, try coming back just to the breath. It provides the most direct link between the mind and the body. If you choose to move on, we'll move to our next object of meditation, which is the body, the physical body, as it sits or lays in this room. Moving at your own pace, we'll scan through the body with your awareness, just releasing whatever tension and stress we find. This is really just another way to focus our awareness on the body. It's tricking the mind into thinking that it's thinking, tricking the mind into thinking that it's entertained, when really we're reining in our focus, we're exercising the muscle of our awareness. We're simply using the body to do so in this process of releasing stress. So again, move at your own pace, and with your next inhale, send the breath to the topmost part of your body, the crown of the head, the scalp. And with every exhale, visualize releasing whatever tension you find there. Visualize breathing it out with your long exhales. You can imagine that the tension is a color if you want. Inhale deeply and send the breath into the forehead, into the space between the eyes. And as you exhale, let the eyebrows relax, let them melt. Allow yourself to notice how tightly the eyebrows were furrowed. Breathe into the eyes themselves. And as you exhale, let them soften in their sockets. It's amazing the control that our eyes have over the nervous system. When we're glancing around, when we're looking around nervously, it sends signals to the body that we're in danger, that we're looking for danger. So when we breathe into the eyes, when we invite them to relax, it signals to the body that we're safe, that there is no danger. So you might notice some small movements in the eyes behind your eyelids. This is normal. It will burn off. Just notice. Breathe into the eyes. Inhale deeply and send the breath into the cheekbones, into the cheeks themselves. And as you exhale, let the tongue fall from the roof of the mouth. Allow the breath to create space within the mouth, creating an openness. Exhaling out whatever static breath you have in the mouth. Breathe into the jaw. And as you exhale, let the jaw soften. Maybe let the lips part slightly or breathe a smile onto the face. Continue to breathe into the jaw and really feel every expression that you've had on your face today melt, drip from the tip of your chin. All of those tiny muscles in the face relaxing and softening. Inhale deeply and send the breath into the base of your neck, right where the head meets the neck, that tender point. As you exhale, release whatever tension you find there. Now, meditation isn't necessarily a process of just noticing discomfort and not doing anything about it. It's a process of noticing and responding the way that we feel is best. For example, if you notice that place in the back of your neck is really tense, maybe you also notice that your head is leaning way forward. Maybe try, as you breathe, gently pressing the head back, pushing the chin back just ever so slightly, taking that pressure off the base of the neck. Inhale deeply and send the breath into the shoulders, maybe lifting the shoulders as you do so. And as you exhale, let them fall down and back. And really visualize letting go of the stress, the weight on your shoulders. Spend several breaths here as we hold so much tension. Essentially, so much emotion on our shoulders. It cripples our posture. It presses us down. Continue to breathe into the shoulders, inviting whatever worries, whatever weight you have there, to release. There is a time for planning. There's actually a purpose for stress. It gets us going. It gets things done physiologically in the body. But that time isn't now. Breathe into the shoulders, and if only for a few minutes, let them be weightless. Imagine a minute without worry, without stress. With a deep inhale, send the breath down the entire back line of the body, from the base of your neck the whole way to the base of your spine. And as you exhale, create space between every vertebrae, an openness in the spine. Maybe feeling yourself sit just a little bit taller as the spine stretches and decompresses. sitting upright but not rigid. If you're laying down, feeling the stress and tension in your back just melting into the floor below you. Let the inhales be deep. Feel them fill up your back as you breathe. Again, with every exhale, invite your stress to depart. Invite it to let go. Moving on, we breathe deeply and we send this breath down the front line of the body. Again, tracing that natural path from the nose, down the throat, past the heart center, the Anahata chakra, deep into the belly. And as you exhale, let the stomach relax, especially if you're seated. Let the belly be soft, supple as you breathe. And really allow yourself to feel the release and the relief that this creates in the body. Decompressing all of our inner organs. Really allowing us to take deeper breaths to reach the bottoms of our lungs. As I've said before, when the body is stressed, when it thinks it's in danger, we compress. The shoulders come in, we become concave. We protect all of our inner organs. The belly becomes tight. This tells the body that we're stressed. It tells it that we're in danger. This is what stressful thoughts do to your body. Take just a moment to breathe deeply into the belly, to invite it to be soft, to allow yourself to be vulnerable. Whenever your mind wanders, I encourage you to check back in with your belly and notice how quickly it contracts. It tightens up like a fist whenever we're lost in thought. Continue to breathe deeply, always letting the breath be there in the background as your awareness moves, always letting the breath be there when your mind wanders to come back to. And with your next deep breath, send it the whole way down your torso, into your hips, your thighs, your calves, and your feet, coursing up and down your legs before you finally exhale whatever tension you find in your legs. And maybe for the first time you do notice some areas of discomfort, especially if you're seated with the legs crossed in particular. As you notice this discomfort, focus the awareness there first before you move. A lot of time the awareness can act like a massage. These places really are just calling for your attention. When just your attention isn't enough, use your awareness to notice what's wrong. Where is the imbalance? Do I have more weight on one side than the other? When we investigate, when we take a moment to look, to witness, instead of automatically moving, we can make an intelligent response. Then we can mindfully move, we can adjust. You may have guessed it, but this isn't just in our bodies that this applies. In any relationship, any confrontation, when we take the time to create space, to step back, to witness, to breathe, we can respond mindfully. We can observe what needs to be done before reacting on autopilot. This is the practice. Continue to breathe deeply, beginning to expand the lens of your awareness, no longer just focusing on areas of the body, but really focusing on the entire body, this physical form, as it sits in this room, as you breathe deeply into every cell, every tissue, every muscle. Allow yourself to feel heavy. Breathe into every pound of your body as it sits or lays. Feel gravity pressing you down, the pressure from the earth pressing you up. Breathe into the volume that you take up in this room. Feel very supported, very balanced as you breathe deeply. Maybe noticing any final areas of discomfort or tension, any of those key places where stress might have crept back in, between the eyebrows, in the belly, the back of the neck. And with a few final breaths, invite this final stress to release. As you do so, maybe remembering the mantra, this breath is enough. There is a time for worry, maybe even a time for stress. But in this moment, this breath is enough. Again, as your mind wanders, feel free to come back to this active body scanning, noticing areas of discomfort and stress and releasing them. This can be your tool of meditation. This can be your object of focus. Or maybe tonight you move on with us. Maybe with a steady breath, a still body, you dive below the surface. Now by this I mean going to the place where you're still witnessing everything. You're not tuning out. You hear the sounds in the room, the sound of your breath. You feel the chest rise and fall. You feel the weight of the body. But you go to the place where you're noticing all of these things. You notice each thought as it comes and goes. And if you don't attach to it, it will go, trust me. But you don't cling to anything. You give it space, time to pass on its own. This is the seat of the silent witness, where we let everything be as it is, without our interference, without our thoughts, judging, telling us whether something is right or wrong, should or should not be. This is what I mean when I say we accept what is. As you sit in this space, there's a poem I'd like to share with you. It only takes a reminder to breathe, a moment to be still, and just like that, something in me settles, softens, makes space for imperfection. The harsh voice of judgment drops to a whisper, and I remember again that life isn't a relay race, that we all will cross the finish line, that waking up to life is what we were born for. As many times as I forget to catch myself charging forward without even knowing where I'm going, that many times I can make the choice to stop, to breathe, and be, and walk slowly into the mystery. We'll spend the last few minutes in a silent meditation, during which you can focus on the breath, the qualities of your breathing. You can focus on the body, scanning for imbalances, stress, noticing what the body feels like, feeling that buzzing of aliveness. Or you can spend these minutes in that space of silent meditation, sitting with the witness, noticing thoughts as they come and go, practicing not clinging to anyone, just noticing. Ending with the sound of the bell, these next minutes are yours. Gently bring the awareness back to the breath if the mind has wandered. Try a deep cleansing breath to seal your practice. Letting go of whatever happened with the exhale. Bring the awareness back into the body. Maybe inviting some mindful movement into the fingers and toes. And when you're ready, feel free to open your eyes. Feel free to stretch.